Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the BWI Daily Edition. I'm Thomas Frank Carr. Normally on Friday, here on screen with me is Ryan Snyder. We're doing a top five, but we have a special guest this week, and I'm excited to kick Ryan out to get Peyton Lewis. He is a running back in the class of 2024, and he's here for us and for Penn State fans to get to know him a little bit better. He's a Penn State prospect who is blowing up right now, but right now, immediately, he's coming back, as you might expect, from track practice. Most of the guys that we're talking to, Peyton, they're coming back from lifting or from track practice. So, as always, thank you so much for taking time after what was a really long day, I imagine.
Yes, sir. Of course. Thank you for having me.
So how is track going? We were talking a little bit beforehand that states are coming up, so things are getting, they're ratcheting up to the big stakes soon, huh?
Yes, sir. We're now in the speed work phase of our season, and we're kind of getting to the end. We have states coming up Monday and Tuesday next week, the 27th and the 28th of February, and then after that we got nationals coming up March 10th through the 12th, and we're going up to New York for nationals, so that's pretty exciting.
So you'll be up in this neck of the woods. That's pretty cool. I'm a huge nerd for sports and for sports science, truthfully. So we were talking a little bit about track and how it is so technical. So, you know, can you describe some of the stuff that you're working on when you're working on your speed at this point in the season?
Mm-hmm. So it really goes a lot with the mindset. And you got to be aware of where you are. And it really breaks down to your mechanics, because mechanics is what will carry you the furthest in track, regardless the distance. If you're sprinting, then you need to have the perfect technique. If you're doing long distance, then you need to stay in rhythm. So it really just breaks down to really getting, you know, new mechanics and breaking old habits that will soon, you know, make you better.
So no one cares how a 30-year-old podcasting host runs, but I used to call what I do rage running. And I'm assuming, based on what you just said, that's not helpful for running fast. But I imagine a lot of people think, like, you got to be intense. You got to run with your fists clenched, and that's how you create power, because maybe that's how you think about when you lift.
Yeah, but a lot of the stuff that people might think about running track and trying to be fast is really contradicting everything that they know, because running relaxed and like to the point where you can feel your cheeks flapping and everything, that's the best way to run. And that's how you can really get your knees up and stay smooth throughout the entire race. So that's the best way to run.
Does any of that mentality, any of those things, do they translate to football? And if so, how does that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, with football, it's a whole lot more technical. In track, you're either running a curve or a straight line, and you really just have to think about your mechanics and technique and everything like that. But with football, there's a whole lot more that comes into play. You got to think about your blockers, changing direction, and you really have to pick and choose your times, whether or not you're going to rage run or it's off to the races and you see nothing but green. So when it comes to football, sometimes I like to say I forget everything I know about track and I just run, you know, I just be a running back. But you know, I always go back to my roots because I've always been a track runner. So, and that's what makes me fast. So that's what I do.
We're talking with Peyton Lewis. I imagine part of that is we're talking about this next. Four offers, December 4th. Now sitting here, 18, including Penn State, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, Auburn, South Carolina, and more. You know, we go on and on. Mm-hmm. Things have really blown up for you in the last month and a half or so, with quite a few offers coming very recently. So what changed? You obviously played an entire football season in the fall. And was there one offer or one event in the last month or so that changed all this and kind of created what you have now?
So not like when I got the chance to actually play a full season my junior year, and I had already won states for outdoor and indoor last year, my sophomore year, that really set a foundation for me to really put myself out there in the recruiting world. So this year coming up, I knew that, you know, this is the year I need to break out and I need to showcase what I have. And that's exactly what I did. And over the past 14 weeks, I've picked up 23 offers, and it's felt unrealistic, but I've known that I put a lot of work into it because I overcame adversity, having a bunch of injuries my sophomore year. So it's hard for me to realize it's happening, but at the same time, I know that I've earned it, and I've definitely put in the blood, sweat, and tears to put myself in this position.
You mentioned your sophomore year there and the adversity. Is there anything you care to expound upon there with injuries or anything that you overcame, and how that process worked for you and how you came back to where you are now?
Yes, sir, of course. Sophomore year, I'm pretty sure it was the second game of the regular season, and I broke my left fibula, and I had to have surgery. And I'm pretty sure I came back maybe 2 or 3 months later, and I played the second round of playoffs because I can't give up football. And I tore my right labrum on a kickoff return. So I had 2 surgeries and 1 football season. And that really made me question if, you know, this is really for me. But after thinking about it, football is a lifestyle. Football is a lifestyle. It's not something you play. It's not something you do. It's not an activity. It's a part of your life. And when I take football out of my life, I don't feel myself. So I took one day away from football, and it was the worst day of my life. I couldn't stay away from it. So I came back, and I really had to stay out of my head, and I just had to focus on the future. And I broke out my junior season. I had a great season. So, you know, just very grateful that I had the people around me to push me and not give up.
So you just eliminated 6 of my questions later, but Peyton, you realize that not everyone your age has that self-awareness or that perspective. Where does that come from?
Comes a lot from my dad. My dad always told me to never give up. That's something that he planted into my brain, and it's something that I can't get out. And now it's a part of my life. I just never give up. If there's someone faster than me, I'm gonna work my butt off to be faster than you, and I won't stop until I get there. If someone's better than me, I won't stop till I'm better than you. And that's what he planted in my brain, and I haven't stopped, and it's not going to get out of my brain because that's just how I live.
And it's paying dividends for you now after your breakout junior season and everything we just discussed. That this process of receiving all of those rewards for that adversity and getting through all those things, is it exciting? Is it a bit overwhelming? How has this been for you?
It's been exciting. It's been overwhelming. Especially for me and my family, but I'd say it's definitely a blessing. A lot of people that I know and people in my family haven't been in this position before, and I'm just grateful that I had the people around me to help me push to be in this position. So I'm just grateful.
This is obviously a Penn State football podcast, so you are a Penn State football target. Let's talk a little bit about Penn State. The recent lineage of running backs that have had success, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, Journey Brown at Penn State, of course, and now Nick Singleton, and I've skipped over a couple of guys. How much does evidence like that, how much does that play into your college football decision, knowing that there are other universities too that have success at running back? Or do you look at it as more of I'm an individual and, you know, case by case basis sort of thing?
It's good to know that Penn State has a great foundation for coaching running backs, and there's been a lot of success in that part of their program. And it's definitely something that my family, like as soon as we went to Penn State, something that we've been interested in, and the coaching staff was treated me like family when I was there. Like Coach Sider and Coach Walker, they are funny, family first guys that, you know, even after one visit, people I can trust inside or outside of football.
Yeah. What is Coach Sider like, maybe away from the media? We get to talk to him, we get to interact with him one way, but he seems to be overwhelmingly popular with people in your position. So what's he like, and what's the, I don't know if I should ask you what the secret sauce is in case he gives something away, but like, what made you trust him so quickly?
Really just seeing him bond with my dad, because my dad, he's been around and he knows when there's good people. And he had told me while we were on the bus touring the campus, he was like, Coach Siders, he's a good dude. He knows what he's talking about. So what other person to trust besides my dad? So after me talking to Coach Sider, he was very funny. He had great charisma. Definitely someone I loved being around. And, you know, just like I said before, it's just someone I could trust inside and outside of football. And I can't wait to go up there in April to really get to build on this relationship with Coach Sider, Coach Walker, and the rest of the football coaching staff.
We're speaking with Peyton Lewis here on the BWI Daily Edition, currently unranked in the On3 ranking, but as Peyton outlined himself, that's going to change pretty soon. Peyton, what were your thoughts of Penn State, the Happy Valley, the campus? What did you think of the area?
Mm-hmm, man, I loved it. It definitely was different than I thought it was going to be. And they really painted that picture for me at Penn State, and my family, we kind of just instantly fell in love. So I can definitely see myself playing there, and I would definitely have to come back to Happy Valley for a whiteout game sometime in the future.
We're about to exit recruiting dead period for fans that maybe don't know. So things are about to open up again. Do you plan on visiting Penn State in the spring? I know you've got a pretty busy schedule with track and some of the other visits, seeing some schools that maybe you haven't seen before. Are you hoping to squeeze in a visit to Penn State in that timeline?
Yes, of course. Sometime in April, most likely, because something that my parents made clear to me is, you know, don't put all my time into maybe one college if you haven't seen another one. So this, like, throughout March, I'm going to be visiting a bunch of other colleges and seeing, you know, maybe is this place for me? Can I see myself being there? What are the people like? What's the school like? So I'm going to be visiting a bunch of other places in March, but in April, I'll definitely come back to Penn State.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So the list of schools we went over, some of them are just down the road. Some of them are a couple hundred miles away. Some are almost 1,000 miles away. Clearly, you're very close with your parents, close with your family. Is being close to them physically important? Or do you feel like that allows you and enables you to go as far away as you want?
Mm-hmm. Being physically close to my family, living under the same roof with my sister and both my parents, definitely have made a strong connection, and having them giving me the opportunity to go to these places and visit these places, meet these new people, you know, I'm just really grateful that they've taken the time out of, you know, their day, their jobs, and whatever they're doing to give me the opportunity to visit these places. So at the end of the day, I'm just grateful for my mom and dad for really helping me throughout this process.
Next thing, you've visited a couple schools, and you know, you'll have all those decisions to make. You're going to visit all of those. You're not going to fall in love with one school. Do you have a top five in your head currently? And if so, what would it take to dislodge one of those places from the mix? And by the way, you can wink if Penn State's in your top five.
So I would say Penn State's definitely in my top five. Me and my family, we fell in love instantly when we went there. If I had to give a rough top five, do I have to?
I'd love it, but that's entirely okay. Up to you. I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to.
That's fine. I didn't know if we were leaving it on a cliffhanger until like June or July, but if I give a estimate of top five off the top of my head, in no specific order, I would say Tennessee, Penn State, South Carolina. Man, I can't do a top five. There's so many. man, I don't know. Virginia Tech. Auburn, and if I could give you more, I definitely would. But, you know, if I had to give a top five.
Okay. I mean, if you want to do seven, I saw somebody did like a top seven and a top nine, and I was like, that's an odd number, but do okay. You do you. So
okay. Definitely Wisconsin is definitely yeah. there. And what else? I would say, I know Nebraska's far away, but the people there, we just, you know, we've made a connection. So I'd definitely say Nebraska's up there too.
So that's a really impressive list of Power Five schools. This is going to be your first stupid question from me, and I'm going to ask you a couple stupid questions. You've previously mentioned academics and culture are important to you in other interviews. Why?
So my dad, he's came from a very long line of racism and stuff like that back when he was a child growing up. And they moved me and they kept me in Salem, not in Lynchburg, because they didn't want me to have to deal with anything along those lines. So really just being in a place where I can feel comfortable, not have to worry about other people, really just seems like almost a utopia for me.
And you're looking for something like that, or something where you feel that's some commonality to where you grew up and in your next destination.
Yes.
We're going to move on to some football questions. Is that okay?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm Blue White Illustrated's film analyst, so I've watched your film, a couple of your games anyway, and I have just a couple questions that I'm intrigued by, and I want to know what your answer is. How would you describe your running style?
I would say I'm definitely a explosive, agile back. I have a lot of patience, but one main thing, you know, you erase that safety and I'm gone. Like, simple as that. You know, you don't want to catch me in the open field because, you know, I'll leave you in the dust. That's just how it is.
What do you think of those things that you just described, what do you think the strength of your game is?
I would say, you know, all props go to the lineman down in the trenches setting me holes. When they give me a hole and I take it and I explode through it, it's just, you know, they give me the lane. And at that point, you know, you're just being a running back, you know. You run, you gain yards, and you find nearest green grass and you take it.
I've noticed a couple of times on film, two or three guys, you bounce off them, you wiggle, you get out of it, you get extra yards. I've asked a couple running backs this before, but do you know what you're doing when you do it? Or is that one of those things that you instinctively through practice and everything just happen? Or are you thinking like, I think some people think it's like Madden where it's like, I'm going to hit X for spin and then that's how you get out of it. But like, what is that moment of impact like where you're breaking tackles and you're getting out of a jam when you are presented with that opportunity?
So, you know, I don't really plan to do it. You know, you just feel it, and it's instinct. When a person rolls off your body this way, you got to move your body this way, and you really got to maneuver yourself based off of other people's position. You can't, you know, maybe you'll run a play and it's like a 24, and you know, it's supposed to go in the 24 hole, but maybe that doesn't open up and that's a 22. You know, you can't make a plan to go somewhere when, you know, there could be other holes that open up. So you really just got to be fluent, versatile, and you really just got to play smooth and, you know, react off of other people.
What in your game are you trying to improve? What's something that I know you're in track right now, so you're focused on that, but what are you thinking about, or what do you review and you go, I want to get better at X?
I would say, if I had to make a list, I would say I should probably improve on ball fakes, blocking for pass protection, and I would say just mental errors.
Did you know, this is something I thought was just super interesting watching your film, that your high school offense is very similar actually to Nick Singleton's high school offense. Did that ever come up when you were up at Penn State?
You know, it was brought up that they had recruited backs, and some of the coaches had actually ran within the same offenses. And it's a traditional offense, and the school where I'm from, Salem, they've always ran it like that. And, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Within the past, I'm not sure how many years, but I think we've won 11 state championships. You know, we've had a very successful football program. So, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And we run the same play style and it's successful.
Do you have a track time or a 40 time you want to brag about? I know speed's a big part of your game and you're hella fast on film. Do you have any times you want to brag about?
So my 40 yard dash is a 4.41. My 100 meter time when I ran it when I was a sophomore was a 10.54. I just recently ran a 6.33 in the 55 meter, currently not ranked number 5 in the nation. I am the 55 meter and 100 meter state championship defender going out for a two-peat this year. And another thing I'll brag about, some of the teammates that I have, Deron Wilson, number 10 for Salem, Jonathan Vernon, number 4 at Salem, and Josiah Persinger, I believe his number is 22, all at Salem. We have the second fastest 4x2 team in the nation, 127.97. Those are the guys I grew up with. And when you put us all together on the track, it's magical. We PR every single time we run. And I'm really excited to, you know, see what we get at States. And hopefully we can take that number one title at Nationals.
Dude, you killed that. That was fun. So normally I give everyone the opportunity to brag about a lift or a 40. And everyone's like, yeah, I kind of ran, blah, blah, blah. They did not have a Rolodex ready to go. Bravo, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is there anything meaningful to wearing number 2 for you?
When my dad played in high school, he was number 1. He was number 1. I'm number 2.
Now my final stupid question. Watching your film, it's really fun watching you play linebacker. Has anyone brought that up to you? I don't know why they would, but has anyone brought up playing linebacker to you?
I originally got recruited for one college for linebacker. It was Liberty University, but then soon after they got a new coaching staff, they reoffered me as a running back. But yeah, people have acknowledged my performance for linebacker. I really like flying around and getting 3 and outs and stuff like that, really stopping defense and then going back out there on offense and, you know, taking it to the end zone. So, yeah, I like playing defense as well.
Okay, so just some getting to know you sort of stuff. Not football, not track, just getting to know Peyton a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Favorite NFL player if you have one?
Earl Campbell, all time.
Ooh. Not only is that an interesting answer for, you know, who you are as an athlete and somebody you might look up to, but also old school. I love it. I love that. How would you describe yourself in 3 words?
I would say, first, I'm gonna put it out there fast. fast. Suspenseful, because you never know what I'm gonna do on the field, and fun. I'm a fun dude. I have great charisma. I've been told by many people that I'm a great dude to hang around, and I always give off positive energy.
Well, you're killing it here on the BWI Daily Edition. What do you like to do in your free time? What are the things you do outside of football to relax and unwind?
Mm-hmm. As a kid, my dad used to always take me out fishing, so I love going fishing, listening to music. I like going to the lake and hanging out, maybe ride jet skis, go on a boat, swim, or just, you know, hang out on the dock and possibly fish too. Listening to music, if I hadn't already said that. Hanging out with friends and just sometimes going out to the field and running routes and really making each other better with my teammates.
So you like to do everything, it sounds like. You got a lot of interests. You like to do a lot of things. I relate to that. Mm-hmm. Xbox or PlayStation?
I currently have an Xbox One S. But, I mean, I played the PS5. Might have to make the investment for a PS5, but I would say I have an Xbox right now, so Xbox.
You mentioned you have a sister. Any other siblings?
Yes, I have 2 older sisters. My older sister, her name is Sierra Silas. She's 26. And my middle older sister, her name is Simone Lewis. And she's 21.
If you weren't playing football, you would be?
I would either be running track or playing basketball.
All right. And the last question I got for you, Peyton, and thank you so much for taking your time today after track practice and after school to come on and talk to us and get to know Penn State football a little bit better. If you were to enroll at Penn State or wherever you go next, what degree are you interested in pursuing?
Sports medicine.
Sports medicine. Interesting. Why?
Because, like I said, my sophomore year, battling injuries and really hanging out with physical therapists and really getting to see the process of building myself back up really gave me the love for it. And I would like to help other people too. So if I'm not still involved with football after playing football, then I would help people either being an athletic trainer locally or maybe at some college or a physical therapist.
Well, good luck with all that stuff. I imagine it's going to be a little while before you get to that because it seems like you got a thing going here with football. So, Peyton, thanks so much for your time today.
Yes, sir. Of course. Thank you for having me.
That'll do it this week for the BWI Daily Edition. I'm Thomas Frank Carr. Make sure you subscribe to Blue White Illustrated wherever you get your podcasts and, of course, on YouTube so you don't miss anything awesome like getting to meet up-and-coming prospects like Peyton. We'll be back on Monday. We got more special guests coming up next week, so stay tuned to the BWI Daily Edition.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.